Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all listeners at Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu. I message yethu yanamhlanje ithi, it was this Thursday that made the Friday to be a good Friday. It was this Thursday that made the Friday to be a good Friday. Manje, this Thursday is a Thursday that reminds us of the important human history and heavenly history. Since the beginning of time, it reminds us of the Thursday that the desire of Jesu Christo was fulfilled. When he spoke to his disciple in Luke 22, verse 15, as he said, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Manje, this is a Thursday that reminds us that earlier on, this Thursday, he sent Peter and John to go to the city to meet a man carrying a jar of water, a man that will lead them to a house where they will find a room prepared for them to eat their last supper with him. Same applies on the other side of the Jewish religion. This is the Thursday that the Jewish firstborn sons were commanded nanamhlanje kusakwenza to order a commander ukuthi benze njani bafaste in order to commemorate the day when the Israelite firstborn sons were spared while Egyptian firstborn sons and their animals were killed. Manje sikhuluma ngeThursday le kwaqala kwenzeka izinto iGood Friday ingekafiki ngoba yile Thursday zaqala kwenzeka Thursday izinto. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngeGood Friday ngokufa kuka Jesu Christ esiphambanweni kodwa izinto zaqala ukwenzeka igazi laqala ukuchitheka ngalo lelilanga. Manje uma sibheka kwincwadi ka John chapter 17 sifunda from verse 1 sizoya ku 25, and as we are going on, we are going to explain, because this is a priestly prayer eyenza uJesu Kristo ngalelilanga le Thursday when he was going to the cross. Lithi leli lizwi from verse 1 wakhona. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, this time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give them eternal life to all those you have given him. Oh my God. Manje uma sibheka uverse 2 wakhona. Uverse 2 wakhona uyamangaza. Uthi, for you granted him authority. Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu granted to Jesus Christ an authority over all people, that he might give them eternal life to all those who have given him. Kunabantu uNkulunkulu abakhethile. Njengoba nami nawe sikhethiwe. Ukuthi uJesu Kristu asinikeze ukuphila kwaphakade. Manje insindiso ya wonke umuntu. Kodwa manje kuba khona ukuthi manje silizwa kanjani izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu kuJohn chapter 3 lithi, so God loved the world and he has given his only begotten son. Usinikeze sonke le ndodana yakhe. Kodwa kuya ngokuthi wena uyamthatha na. Manje la ku verse 3 wakhona lithi, khona la ku John 17. Now this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Lithi, this is the eternal life. I would like to say this morning, eternal life asiyitholi uma sesihamba emhlabeni. Eternal life sitholile already. Uma samukela uJesu Kristu, sathola ukuphila kwaphakade. Ngoba manje noma siyolala emathuneni, silala singabantu abatholile ukuphila kwaphakade. ngoba nokuvuka kwethu angeke sivuke sisonke. Izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela kuncwadi yezambulo ukuthi there will be a first resurrection and a second resurrection. Kukhona abavuswa kuqala, labo izwi kaNkulunkulu abathola the eternal life beyohlangabeza uJesu. Manje likhuluma ngokufa kwesokuqala nokufa kwesibili. Ngoba kukhona lokufa kwenyama kodwa khona ukufa kwesibili ekuyotholakala kwabanye abantu abangazange bamthola lo Jesu, abangazange bayithola le eternal life, benikiwe ithuba lokuthi balizwe izwi kaNkulunkulu. Manje kuverse 3 wakhona uthi, and now Father glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. So Jesu, he was there before the time. He was there before eza ngokwenyama. Uthi Nkulunkulu, ngikhazimuse ngale glory enganginayo before ngiza la emhlabeni. Manje this is the prayer uJesu ayenza on a Thursday. Kuverse 6 wakhona ithi, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they've obeyed your word. Manje masilibheka lelo lizwi, ngikhuluma nawe nami othe walalela izwi kaNkulunkulu walamukela. Lana lithi uthi uJesu, ngizambulile kubo labo onginikeze bona obakhethile ezweni. Oh my God. Uma sicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ususe kuphi, wasikhipha kuphi, manje la uJesu Kristu uthi, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Manje siyabona la ukuthi the obedience is better than sacrifice. Yiko lokho elithi kaNkulunkulu. Into ebalulekile ukuthi ulizwile, yebo, kodwa into ebalulekile ukul-obeya. Uthi uJesu Kristu babusisiwe abazwayo balenze. Ngoba sometimes siyalizwa singalenzi, siyalifunda singahambi ngalo. And manje singalifunda singahambi ngalo, silizwe singayenzi, asikhohlisi abantu, siyazikhohlisa thina. Manje kuverse 7 wakhona lithi, now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those who have given me, for they are yours. Manje siyabona ukuthi uJesu Kristu wakhulekela abafundi, waze wakhulekela nathi. Uthi, I'm not praying for the world. Azange akhulekele izwe, wakhulekela abafundi, wakhulekela nabazayo. Lithi leli lizwi, all I have is yours and all you have is mine. And the glory has come through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Manje igama esilinikeziwe, esiphepha ngalo, yili gama lika Jesu elivela kuNkulunkulu. Alinikeza ukuthi nizomqamba igama nithi uJesu Kristu ozosindisa abantu bami ezonini zabo. Manje kuverse 12 wakhona lithi, while I was with them, I protect them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scriptures will be fulfilled. Manje bangcwele uma sibheka kuverse 12 ukhuluma ngoJudas. But ngithanda ukuthi kimi nawe, mangenzeki ukuthi imibhalo ebhaliwe nge-doom and destruction iwele phezu kwamahlombe ethu. Ngoba kukhona imibhalo ekubhaliwe nge-doom and destruction. Kodwa it's up to me and you. Ukuthi are we going to fall kwimibhalo which are doomed for destruction? Or are we going to fall kwimibhalo ekhuluma ngama-blessings? La kuverse 13 uthi, I'm coming to you now but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy with them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world, and more than I am not of the world. Manje kufanele ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi whatever we do, sometimes ifuna ukuthatha izwe silethe einkonzweni, kodwa ukuthi sifane nalo. Namhlanje uma ungena einkonzweni uthola ukuthi lifana nezwe, lenza njengezwe, likhuluma njengezwe, lijayiva ngokwezwe, yonke into yenza njengezwe. Ngani? Ngoba sifuna ukufana nezwe. Kodwa manje siyabona uJesu Kristo uthini kule lizwi, uthi I'm coming to you now, but I say this thing while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. Israel is a sizonda, for they are not of the world any more than I'm not of the world. My prayer is that, Uti, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Says khulekele bangcwele uJesu Kristo. Ngayona le Thursday uma izo yesiphambanweni wathi ngikhulekela ukuthi uba protected from the evil one. Manje si protected. Lithi leli lizwi futhi asiko protected only uma ifunda kwincwadi ya Ephesians. We are even sealed, siphawuliwe. Now ku verse 16 lithi they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Besati, verse 17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. We've got to be set aside. To be sanctified is to be set aside. And what can set us aside is the truth from the word of God. What uMose ngelinye lamalanga lapha ku Exodus 33 wathi inkulunkulu kuyobonakalana umehluko phakathi kwethu nabezizwe. Wayekhalela lokhu uMoses athi makubonakala umehluko. Manje njengoba uJesu athi sanctify them by the truth, ukuthi thina masisuswe, masiset aside iqiniso likaNkulunkulu. And uthi your word is truth. Manje ku verse 18, at as you send me into the world, I send them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Manje bangcwele uJesu seke ilwile lempi esihlangabezana nayo yokuthi singabi sanctified, singabi funa ukuba nomehluko. Uthi manje uJesu seke silwele leyo mpi leyo, kusho ukuthi wena uma ungafuna ukuba nomehluko nezwe, kusho ukuthi manje asazi ukuthi leyo nto yini, ngoba uJesu Kristu uthi already sengibenzele, ngibaphila amandla to be set aside. Usiphila amandla ukuthi siphume kulezi zinto singafani nezwe, singakhulumi ngezwe, singabheki njengezwe. Manje kuverse 20 wakhona uthi my prayer is not for them alone, I pray also for those who will believe through their message, that all of them may be one. Manje uJesu Kristu uthi, my prayer is not for them alone, I pray also for those who will believe in me through the message, that all of them may be one. UNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu sikhulekele ukuthi manje awuthi angikhulekeli bona bo laba enginabo, ngikhulekela nalabo abazothi ngelinye lamalanga balizwe lelivangeli ukuthi mabebe banye. Lithi maliqhubeka, my prayer is not all for them alone, I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasibonisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu senza sibe nabanye nalabo esebahambe ngaphambili kunathi, ngoba uthi uJesu Kristu ngiyabakhulekela nabo. Manje sikhuluma ngendaba yeThursday, ukuthi le Thursday yanamhlanje yiThursday esikhumbuza into eyenzakalayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu enze ukuthi manje uJesu Kristu ezemhlabeni ezosifela. Manje this is a Thursday that reminds us that earlier on this day uyilapho wathumela uJohn noPetru ukuthi no Peter uJohn noPeter ukuthi hambani niye endlini ethile lapho esiyodla khona isidlo senkosi. Manje furthermore, this is the Thursday that reminds us that Jesus Christ wacrossa eKidron Valley. Lapha masifunda kuJohn chapter 17 lithi John chapter 18 verse 1 lithi when he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciple and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was olive grove, and he and his disciple went there. Manje ngithanda ukuthi bangcwele. Sometimes maybe we are overlooking this very verse. This very verse is very much important. Ngoba uma khulunywa ngeKidron Valley, this is a valley that is known by the three religions at Jerusalem, the Jews, the Christian, and the Muslim. Le valley kubo I valley e important. This is a valley which is known as the valley of decision. Spiritually, it is a valley full of sadness. It is a valley full of pain. It is a valley full of fear and suffering. This was the valley where altars, lapho kuleyo valley eKidron, kulama altars ayenziwa abantu bakudala, mabe sacrifice kuyithixo, mabe sacrifice abantwana babo, mabe sacrifice kuma idols. Manje le verse ibalulekile kule Thursday. Ngani ngoba yile Thursday before Jesus esiphambanweni, he crossed the Kidron Valley on our behalf. Ukuthi manje there's no more sacrifice of idols. Ngani ngoba uJesus Christ has done it. Siyakhumbula na ku Second Chronicles, ku chapter 28 ku verse 3, uAhaz burnt sacrifices in this valley. Uma ufunda ku Second Chronicles 28 ku verse 3, a little valley of Benyon, which is the Kidron Valley, and was sacrificed umtanakhe emlilweni. He learned to be yenza in that valley. And again, go Second Chronicles 29, verse 15. Uma mfunda. It reads about the priest that took everything unclean that was in the temple and carried it to Kidron Valley. So if valley bingolile, if valley kwakulahlela konke udoti, if valley kwakuthi makhisha udoti eJerusalem iyolahlelwa khona. Kwakuba iveli imanje that Kidron Valley uma izwi likaNkulunkulu lukuveza lukuvezela ukuthi uJesu usidlulele kwiKidron Valley, usidlulele la kwakwenziwa amanyala, kwenziwa ama sacrifice. UJesu kwadingeka ukuthi adlule lapho, edlulela thina. Manje when we see Jesus Christ killed Kidron Valley, it was a symbol. No more sacrifices to be made because he'll be the sacrifice. He crossed that valley that symbolized sadness and pain and fear. That there's no more sadness, pain and fear. Ngoba, this valley was known as the valley of sadness. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngale Thursday ukuthi this is a Thursday ekwenzeka izinto. Ngani ngoba uJesu Kristo uma edlula that valley wayehamba manje eya kuphi? Eyokhuleka at the Garden of Gethsemane, and eyokhuleka eGarden of Gethsemane kula igazi likaJesu Kristo lachitheka kokuqala. Uma ejulika igazi esikhulula kuma emotions now, ngoba it is when Jesus Christ ever very much emotionally, and this was the time that he shed his blood for the first time. Uma eshera lento the very Thursday ibalulekile kithi. Uma when we are in Israel njengabantu thina sihamba Israel every time, if you can see indawo avalelwa kuyo that Thursday emgodini omnyama for the whole night, that is the very Thursday. Yile Thursday owaphika khona uPetro. UPetro emphika kayi-3 ngoba lithi izikankulunkulu uma kevalele lapho kuthiwa wena ubunaye waphika kathathu. This is the very Thursday kwenzeka izinto. Manje this is the Thursday. Manje izikankulunkulu engithanda ukuthi libalulekile le Thursday ngoba kwaqala khona izinto uJesu uma eyovalela ezovuka ekuseni sebemthatha bemisa manje eyokuma manje e-court eyomela thina. Manje sengivala bangcwele, thola ukuthi lapho sekemile on a Friday before esiphambanweni, siyakhumbula ukuthi izikankulunkulu bakhala bathi release Barnabas for us, sifuna uBarabbas. Manje the thing esingayi understand ukuthi manje bebabaningi abantu ababoshiwe. Why now the Barabbas? Why now Barabbas? Even them, they never knew that this was prophetical, that it was a symbol. Ukuthi Jesu Christo, Jesus, as innocent as he is, Jesus died in a place of a sinner. Manje, the meaning of the name Barabbas, it means the son of the father. Jesus is the son of the father who gave himself for us. Manje, there are things, umoya ngcwele, asitshela zona, uma sikhuluma ngaleli lizwi. Angcwele ukuthi this Thursday bekuyi Thursday ebalulekile ukuthi noma sesifika ku Good Friday, but this was the Thursday ebalulekile ekwenzakala izinto la wayevalela ubumnyameni evalelela thina. Manje uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi sibone ukubaluleka kokuthi even this Thursday kulane igazi lachitheka khona. Uma uJesu Christ eba emotional on our behalf, kula ekwenzeka into uma ye Garden of Gethsemane, ngoba manje wayowina ibattle eyaluzwa in the Garden of Eden. Ngoba kwaluza ibattle in the Garden of Eden, la in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's where the battle is being won, ibattle yani yokusibuyisela kuNkulunkulu. May God richly bless us. Sisazongena ePasikeni sikhumbule into asenzela yona uJesu ukuthi namhlanje the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. May God richly bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.